didn't really know a lot about the history. I'm an East Coast guy. But as soon as you land here, the fans make it known that, look, we haven't been in the playoffs in so many years. We felt that pressure as players. We really did. It was kind of a tough burden to carry, because not only did you want to achieve success for yourself and your teammates in the organization, but you just felt the fans' pain. And that weighed on us a lot.
With Brett Favre under center, the weight of the fan base began to lift with each signature win.
Well, you got 1:07. You still got a chance. If you score a touchdown and an extra point, you could win it.
In 1992, it was the comeback win over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now he pumps it. Now he's going to the end zone. There's a man. He's wide open. Touchdown. It is caught, and it is Kittrick Taylor.
In 1993, it was the dramatic ending to the playoff game in Detroit.
Favre, with daylight and time, goes for the whole thing. Touchdown! Green Bay leads.
Every year, we would take a step. 93, that was our first playoff game in Detroit. Next year, we go a little farther.
Yes, sir, baby. Yes, sir.
And then you could just see it building, building, building.
During their rise, Green Bay was ousted from the playoffs by Dallas in 3 consecutive seasons. Despite being turned away in the 1995 NFC Championship game, Shimura knew the Packers wouldn't suffer the same fate the following season.
We thought we were as talented as they were, but that plane ride home, we were like, all right, next year, we're going all the way. It's our year, and let's start now.
In 1996, the Packers won 8 of their first 9 games before suffering back-to-back losses to Kansas City and Dallas. Midway through a late November meeting with the Rams, it appeared the Packers were headed for their 3rd straight loss.
Guys went into that locker room, and there was yelling, and there was screaming. And we came out in that second half, and we were a totally different team. We took over, and you know, we just said, this is our push. We are not losing another game for the rest of the year.
There's Dorsey Levin. Touchdown, Dorsey!
That was the turning point, that halftime in St. Louis.
Shimura and the Packers rolled through the month of December, outscoring their opponents 138-36. In doing so, they earned a first-round bye and home field advantage in the playoffs. After toppling the 49ers in the divisional round, the Packers and the fans finally got what they wanted, an NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field.
What a scene this is. What a place for a championship game. There's nothing like it.
There was pressure. There was tremendous pressure, but there was also tremendous confidence. And I think, you know, it's a ways back, but I think we were even down in that game. And there's no panic. There was no panic whatsoever. And I think that's because we really had 2 Michael Jordans on our team. We had Brett and we had Reggie. We let both of them just show us the way.
Green Bay trailed twice to Carolina, but by halftime the Packers were in control and they never gave up the lead.
Edgar Bennett with a hole on the right side that you could drive a truck to the Super Bowl through.
You know, in some ways it was a better win than the Super Bowl, because we got to do it here in Lambeau and share it with the fans.
Awesome! Woo! We're going to the big dance!
And it's still special today. I mean, I still walk the streets in Wisconsin. People still come up and thank me for those years.
Number 89, Mark Shimura!
Green Bay's a special place. I don't think this happens in a lot of NFL cities. And I remember coming here in 92. There was the stigma, hey, screw up, we're going to send you off to Green Bay. Well, I can tell you that. A lot of players around the league today would love to have played for this organization.